This is WAMC's Northeast Report Late Edition. I'm Jim Lavoulis. Albany police say six men were wounded in a shooting today near First and Quail Streets. The shooting victims are being treated at local hospitals, but their conditions are not known. WAMC's news director Ian Pickus was at the scene and joins us now. Ian.
Jim, this is so close to WAMC's main studios, just a couple of blocks away, and I just got back from a surreal scene. It's roped off around the intersection of First and Quail, and people are coming home for the day, and police are letting people who live within this roped-off area through along the police tape to get home for the night. I spoke with a couple of residents who said they heard the shots. One said she thought it sounded like firecrackers, and she stayed inside. And we also spoke today with a witness, Greg Adala, who happens to be an independent candidate running for mayor. His family owns an auto shop on Quail Street that is in the center of the area that's roped off this afternoon after the shooting. We don't have a lot of details from police yet about victims. They say six men are being treated for wounds, but Adala says he gave CPR to one victim shortly after the shots.
Bullet casings all over. It's senseless act. I've never been in a situation to where I saw a life, you know, leave a human being. And it's very upsetting.
And Jim, this shooting comes after the city of Albany experienced record gunfire last year, which the mayor and police chief blamed on the pandemic, saying that it limited officials' ability to intercede with potential shootings and head off violence in the city. We have not yet heard from the mayor or the police chief tonight, although we are waiting for an update.
Also on the scene today was WAMC's Lucas Willard. He spoke with Reverend Frank O'Connor of the Shrine Church of Our Lady of the Americas.
There's over 20. I don't think all 20 were up here.
Right.
But this year, it looks like there's going to be a lot more the way it's going.
That's WAMC's news director Ian Pickus, and Victory Church is offering a $5,000 reward for information on today's shootings. The church says bullets from the shootings went into the JC Club on First Street.